day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 4th through 6th at State Fair Park. Then the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager, 800-873-1411. 800-873-1411. Also, check out our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Well, lean hog futures posted sharp losses with triple-digit price losses seen in all nearby contracts here on Friday. This has continued to weaken the overall tone of the complex, which has turned bearish throughout the week. March corn futures about 1¾ cents higher. The Dow Jones 161 points higher. NASDAQ up 84 points. In live cattle today, mixed trade has held in the live cattle trade despite feeder cattle prices eroding and the overall lack of support in the limited cash business that's been seen throughout the day. Nearby contracts, meanwhile, holding narrow to moderate gains with February futures leading the market higher with 35-cent gains. Deferred futures holding moderate losses of 20 to 40 cents per hundredweight with very light activity today. Cash cattle business started to slowly develop today in the north with live prices in western Nebraska and Colorado seen at $123 per hundredweight, which is a dollar per hundredweight lower. Dressed business seen at $197 per hundredweight, fully steady with last week. These bids were being passed by feedlot managers with asking prices holding near $126 per hundredweight. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, mixed up 15 cents in select and down 35 cents per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 63 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, firm losses quickly moved into the trade complex following the inability for buyers to move back into the complex. Prices held narrow losses throughout most of the day, but traders started to focus on position taking in the last couple of hours of trade. Grains trended higher, meanwhile, with corn trade flat to a penny higher as trade remained overall range bound heading into the weekend. Soybean trade 3 to 5 cents higher today, holding near the upper end of the range. Meal was flat and oil 25 to 35 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was flat to 2 cents higher as trade rebounded from a nickel lower trade earlier after the IGC raised estimates for 2019 wheat production. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.